Welcome back and or welcome anew if you are new to the podcast here. This is Joseph McClendon III and I'll be your host here on the Further Faster podcast, where our outcome is always to assist you in going further faster, just like the name says, in your wealth, becoming healthy, happy, and financially abundant. And today, you're going to be excited as I am to share this. This is actually a continuum of something that I started a while ago, and that is talking about your health. But today's topic is your water, your wealth. Now, don't get it twisted. I didn't say water and your wealth. This isn't going to be about, you know, you investing in water or anything. This is your water and your wealth. So, if you're at all interested in how to go further faster using your water, grab a pad and paper and a glass of water, and I'll see you right back here in just a moment. Well, welcome back. You're probably wondering by now, what the heck does water have to do with my wealth? Well, you're going to be super, super surprised, and I hope to enlighten you to something that you may not have thought about before, because most everybody knows the fundamentals of how important water is to us with regard to our health, but they do not necessarily correlate it to our wealth. And I remember around here, wealth means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant, but in order to do any of that stuff, you got to start at the fundamentals. So I'm going to start at the bottom here. And everything that I say, as usual, I want you to consider this as, at the very least, a second opinion. And I also encourage you to go and do your own research as well. I've researched this and lived it for some time and taught it for some time. But I want you to be really, really comfortable with it. I appreciate your trust in allowing me to share with you these things and trust in my experience and my experience in teaching it and my own personal experience as well and the research that I've done. But I also want you to cover your own butt and get your own certainty in this well as well. So I'm going to start at the basics that everybody pretty much knows, but I'm going to tie all of this into something, and I said this is a continuation of something that I talked about before, and that is the 60-20-20 rule of success and going further faster, and that goes kind of like this. 60% of your success or your achievement and being wealthy in anything at all comes down to your psychology, how you think, and psychology is what you think of yourself, other people in the world around you. 20% is energy, and I don't mean just that get up and go energy that you feel when you have a cup of coffee. I talk about the actual electrical current that goes through your body. That's the energy that holds the world together, that holds the universe together. Everything is made of the same three components, if you break it down to their atomic levels or subatomic levels, and that is neutrons, protons, and electrons. And electrons are the ones that are active and keep us together. And that electricity goes to the other 20%, the last 20%, and that is magnetism. Oh, don't get me started on that. And that is your ability to not just bring things towards you, attract things towards you, but you go towards it as well without sabotaging. Now, that's a real quick overview of this, of the 60-20-20 rule. You can go back in the other podcasts and you can listen to that. However, I'm going to talk to you about how water aids in all of that. Matter of fact, without it, it's not going to happen. So what is water to begin with? Water is H2O is its chemical name, and that stands for water comes down to its three main molecules are hydrogen and oxygen. Two molecules of hydrogen and one molecule of oxygen. That's what makes water. And it's everywhere. It's 70% of the planet. It's almost 80% of your body and everything else around as well. Without it, we can't have it. There's no life without it. So that's the obvious. Everybody knows that. But you're probably wondering, okay, again, how does that tie into my being wealthy? How does that, you know, what is the biggest difference? Well, by the end of this podcast, you're going to know what kind of water, because there's different types of water to drink, how much and how often and when to drink that water as well. And so I'm going to start here. Actually, I started before, but I'm going to tell you this, that most people obviously look at drinking water as oftentimes it's almost an inconvenience for people, because more people drink flavored drinks and coffee and sodas and alcohol more than they do water. And I'm going to tell you that it is critical that you switch that up for these reasons. Number one, as I said before, the building blocks of who we are, what makes us who we are the electrons, protons, and neutrons that we put into our body and our energy that comes from that. And so if you look at your own consumption of water, and here's what I want you to do first, and then later on, you might want to adjust it. Think about how many glasses of pure water you drink per day. Now, I'm not assuming that you are diligent and are not drinking enough water. And I am assuming if you're like most people on the planet, you drink far less than you need to. But think about that, how much you drink. And then also think about your energy levels. And then also think about your wealth levels. And then when I get finished talking to you, I want you to decide whether this ties in. And then obviously I'm going to give you something to do. Okay. Now, let's start with the different types of water. Because in water, all water is created equal, but by the time it gets to your lips, it's not. Now, first off, let's take a look at the way that the body consumes, and absorbs water and what it uses it for. The way that the body consumes water is obviously we drink it. And when it comes into our bodies, our cells absorb it. Not just our stomach, our cells absorb it. Each water molecule, each cell that you have absorbs water molecules, those three. But check this out, because this lends to the type of water that I want to talk to you about. It's really, really important that you get this. Our cells, we're waterproof, right? If you pour water on your skin, it's going to roll right off. But a certain amount of it is going to be absorbed by your skin. But once it goes in your mouth, whole different story, because all of those cells, once you put it in, as soon as it hits your tongue, those cells, the pores in those cells, meaning the holes in those cells, are much bigger than the ones on your skin. And so they start to absorb everything right away. They always talk about digestion starts in the mouth. Yes, it does, because your tongue and all the cells in your mouth are designed to absorb everything. Not some things, not most things, but everything right away. But here's how it absorbs it. First off, those pores, those holes in those cells that are designed, and this is throughout your entire system, designed to take in are only a certain circumference or diameter. And that certain circumference or diameter is only big enough to fit three molecules through. Guess what those molecules are? Hydrogen and oxygen, H2O. Now, having said that, when you drink water, if it's pure water, if it's a type of water I'm going to tell you about here, then what happens is your body is going to absorb that. If those molecules are bigger, if they are attached to something else, let's say sugar or coffee or tea or anything else, then it's not going to absorb it as well. And the body has to go to work using energy to separate those cells so that it can extract the water out. And when it goes to work, like I said, it's using up energy. And that energy, obviously, has got to come from somewhere. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. But when it's doing that, it's extracting the water. If it's not doing it right away and it has to spend that energy doing it, there's time, and water is not designed to stay in your body for that long. It's going to go through you. And so what happens is if those water molecules are bigger than the pores, then it's going to bounce off. It's not going to absorb as much. So it doesn't matter how much water you drink. If it's not the right type of water, then that water is not going to serve you at its highest level, which is what we want, is for it to serve us at the highest level, because that's what we're all about here, is to go further, faster. So the type of water that I'm going to hopefully introduce you to, or at least remind you of, is the type of water that is pure water, and it's something called ionized water. And what that means is this, it can be done naturally or it can be done electronically and mechanically by man. And what that means is that there is a process to separate all of the other elements that are attached to the water and break it down to its very basic three molecules. H2O, two parts oxygen, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. And so the way that that happens naturally is this, because you might be saying to yourself, well, Joseph, you know, man has been drinking water the entire time that we've been on the planet. So how does it ionize it there? There were no machines that do that. It doesn't take a machine. And I'm going to show you how you don't need a machine to do it as well, but I'm going to also encourage you to grab a machine. And that is this: water, when it is agitated, when it is shaken up, separates automatically. Said differently, that in my upset, you've heard, may have heard me say this before, and that is that everything that is good for you, for your body, either comes bubbling up out of the ground as in a stream or grows on a tree or on a bush. And what I mean by that is this, is that nature's natural way of separating those molecules is by a stream. Matter of fact, if you notice, if you look at pure water, and by the way, they advertise, you're going to learn. And again, I want you to do the research on this. You're going to see that they say, yeah, well, we get it from a babbling brook. No, we don't. But nature's way that we do that, the purest, the best water comes from a babbling brook. I had the opportunity, the privilege several years ago. I ran had a health retreat in Marbella, Spain, and one in Geneva, Switzerland. And some of the purest water is right there in Geneva, Switzerland. It flows right out of the mountain, right in the middle of the town in Geneva. There's a stream running down. And that's where they get their water from. And it's totally ionized. And so we can do that mechanically. So if you don't have access to a babbling brook or a stream, I'm going to show you how you can do it on your own. But let me talk to you first about how you can do it electronically, because I don't have a babbling brook around here as well. I've got an ionizing machine. And what that means is, and there's several brands or different types that you can go and research. And what it does is it's a water filter. And I want you to understand that filtering is not enough. I want you to drink filtered water. I want you to drink pure water. Get as many of the impurities out of it as possible. But the truth of the matter is, if water sits for too long, which most of it does, it clumps together. It clusters together. Those molecules on their own clump together. And so you can be drinking filtered water, but if the molecules are still clumped together, it's going to bounce off. You're not going to absorb it as much. So there are water ionizing machines. And these machines electronically, magnetically separate that water. And when you drink it, you will notice that you'll feel it immediately on your tongue. It's smoother. It literally feels like, and you'll feel it going through your body. And so what I encourage you to do is to take a look at that. There's, you know, I'm not here to promote any specific type of water machine or ionizing machine. There's several of them out there. Get a good high quality one. And here's the reason why you want to get one. Because if you think about what I said before, bottled water and water that sits too long is going to clump together, period. And most human beings, matter of fact, most of the people on the planet now refer to pure water as being bottled water. And bottled water is anything but the pure water. You can go and you can look at, there's half a dozen movies, there's hundreds and hundreds of different YouTube examples of that, that take bottled water and take a look at it and look at it under a microscope. There's so much plastic and so much impurities in there. And most of the bottled water that you get, don't be fooled by it. It doesn't come out of a babbling brook. It comes out of the tap and they just filter it and give it to you. Not to mention, it's been sitting for a while in that plastic container, and that plastic container leaches plastic into the water. And your body has to, A, work extra time to separate that stuff. But what does it do with the separated stuff? It stores that stuff inside of you. So you can see that it's not a good thing to be drinking bottled water. Not to mention what we're doing to the planet. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out this single-use bottles that we use are such a problem on the planet now. It hurts my heart to see some of the things. There is, and there's several of them, by the way. There is what they call the Great Pacific Garbage Patch out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and that is the size of Texas now. And we've watched it grow over the years. And what that means is, and by the way, they say that 75% of it are just single-use bottles. They're not going to float. They're not. And then when they do break down, they're going to break down into microscopic over the years and years, decades and decades that it takes to break down. It's going to break down into microscopic particles, and these fish consume it. They say that there's by, I forget what the year is, 2035, there's going to be more plastic in the ocean than there are fish. That's sad. So a way of cutting down on that, follow my instruction, and that is to grab yourself. I don't have one here to show you. I should have brought one as a prop. But grab yourself a glass bottle. this great thing called the internet that you can use. You can go on Amazon. You can grab yourself a sports bottle. Don't get a metal one. You know, at the very least, you can get a stainless steel one. But I want you to get a glass bottle. Why? Because glass does not leach any particles into the water. Get yourself a glass bottle. I got a half a dozen of them. I set them around the house here. And if you don't have an ionizer to start with, at the very least, you want to get filtered water. And number one, it's going to cut down on your cost unbelievably so. You know, a bottle of water is, and you know, even if you buy the pallets of them, it's still more expensive or as expensive as gasoline these days by the gallon. And so grab yourself a glass bottle. And here's what I want you to do. Get up filtered water. And if you don't have an ionizer, all I want you to do is shake it up vigorously before you drink it. Why? Because it's separating those molecules so that they're going to be absorbed into your body. Don't worry, I'm going to tell you how it pertains to your wealth here in just a moment. But what happens is you shake it up. Now you're drinking clean water that is separated, and your body is going to absorb it much, much quicker. Now, the machines that I have, I've got a couple of them around here, around the house here, they do both. They filter as well as they ionize as well. And there's so many different uses that you can have for the acid water. You can, and it changes the pH level in the water as well. It's a great machine, great machines. And again, I'm not here to hype or promote any specific machine. I want you to go check out your own. Maybe we'll put some in the description here, which ones that I use or which one that I use. But I've been swearing about it. I've been using it for years and years. Now, here's the great part about it is that the first off, now you know what type of water. You want to get filtered water. You want to get ionized water. And if you can get something sets the pH of it so that you can, you want to be drinking water that's anywhere between 9.1 and 9.5 alkalized. Not going to go into that, but your body needs to have more alkaline in it than it does acid. And most of us are just the opposite because we're drinking coffee and sugar and all those things that denigrate our cells. That's for a whole nother episode we'll talk about. But for now you know the kind of water to drink. Get ionized water and get water that is filtered. And if you can, get water that is going to be pH balanced as well. You can dial it in there. Now, why are you drinking this special kind of water? Why are you drinking this water, and how much are you going to drink? And what does that water do for you inside of it? How does that pertain to you being more wealthy? Well, first off, the amount of water is very important as well that you drink. And there's lots of different formulas, and that is, you know, take your body weight. You know, should be drinking half your body weight in ounces. And most people are not going to take the time to figure that out. So I'm going to give you a really simple formula that you can use. Matter of fact, I'm going to save that towards the end here. I'm going to give you the formula because I'm going to give you something to do to set yourself up to do it as well. And so the type of water and the amount of water, here's what I want you to get. Most people, now, by the way, I'm going to tell you right now, my whole life, I have the bladder of a third grade girl. I don't know what that means, but I pee a lot. You know, I for some reason, you know, I drink water and it just goes through me. So most of you are thinking, well, you know, I don't want to be doing that. And the reason that most people are not urinating a lot is because the water that is, it happened to be processed with inside of our system. We are designed to have a constant stream going through us, no pun intended. You know, mine, I believe and I know, is more often than the average person, but that's just the way my body works out. But understand this, that urinating is not the only way that we lose water, or shall I say, utilize water, because your body is constantly needing it. You're 70, you're 80% water, but what is that water doing inside your body? Every single cell is made up of 80% water. So it needs that water, it needs to be replenished, and it doesn't need to sit. If it sits inside those cells, you're gonna age. It comes from the inside out. If you dehydrate, by the way, if there's not enough water inside you, your cells are going to leach. They're going to get it from somewhere, and they're going to drag it from somewhere else, and they're going to preserve whatever water that they have inside. That's called aging. And so when you wake up in the morning, well, so first, I'm going to back up for a second. So when you drink the water, water is leaving your body in a bunch of different ways. Simple things like this, just the tears that you are making inside your eyes. You know, it uses the water to make your hair. It uses the water to duplicate the cells. It uses the water to eliminate all the toxins outside of your body. And here, you don't believe me? It also, you, when we think about sweating, okay, we lose water through sweating, but most of us don't build up a sweat, or we just don't think we do most of the day. But here's what I want you to do. Take a very simple exercise. I don't have my glasses in front of me. I should have thought ahead of time and done this, but we've all done this. Matter of fact, I'll do it on my phone here. If you're watching me, watch this. You can see it. I fog up the lens. Do it on your glasses. We've all seen that. Take a piece of glass or a mirror and breathe out on it, and you will fog up the lens. Water is leaving your body constantly. It's leaving it through, like I said, your sweat. It's leaving it through urine. It's leaving through your tears. It's leaving it through the construction and making up of your hair and everything else in your body. But we're constantly breathing. As a matter of fact, you never stop breathing. If you stop breathing, you take a dirt nap. It's over. And so with every breath that you exhale, you're also expelling water outside of you as well. So it's got to keep coming in if you want to be healthy, if you want to have energy. And so because it's leaving you all the time, you got to be drinking. Now, people tell me, now, again, I'm going to give you the formula of how much water you should be drinking. But that's why I said your water, not somebody else's water, the water that you drink. I'm going to give it to you exactly what that is. And because I said that, it looks like it's time for us to take a short break. And I'm going to be back here shortly. I'm going to explain to you how much water to drink, when to drink it, and how to tie that into your well. So grab a glass of water, and I'll be right back.
You're enjoying this episode on Angel Phoenix Productions Podcast Network. To explore our complete lineup of quality programs and media production services, head on over to angelphoenix.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Angel Phoenix Productions.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you're on the edge of your seat wondering, well, how much water should I drink? You know, when should I drink it? And what the heck does that have to do with my own success in my life? Well, let's work back to front. And what that means is what it has to do with your success in life is this. Remember what I said, the 60-20-20 rule. Your brain, everything operates on energy. Everything operates on energy and electricity. And if you don't have water, guess what water does best? It conducts electricity. Now, obviously, those molecules that are going into your body, your body is going to use it to do what? To create electricity. Our cells, as a matter of fact, we're going to have this gentleman as a podcaster coming up. A dear friend of mine, his name is Dr. Jerry Tennant. And Dr. Jerry Tennant is the father of the discovery of how electricity runs through our body. He has literally mapped out every let's just call it electrical circuit that goes to our bodies. And one of the things that he talks about is something that he says that our muscles are what are called piezoelectric cells. Now remember, every single cell is 80% water. If you took all the water out of it, it's gonna dry up. But our muscles in particular, hold the most water. And they hold the most water because they also are what I said, like I said, they're piezoelectric cells. And what that means is this, they generate and they store electricity. In other words, they are batteries on our frames that are holding electricity. And when we move them, it generates and it expels electricity, which is energy. So you got to have the wine. And by the way, they're not just sitting there. You got to keep drinking that water. The estimation is that within a year's time, not one cell in your body is the same one that you had a year ago. Our cells are constantly replacing themselves, but they need the water to do it. And so that is why, by the way, I always tell people, no matter how tired you are, if you just stand up and shake your ass, do something, move something, you're going to get electricity through you. Why? Because it makes your muscles do. Now, we all obviously always have a muscle that's continually moving, and that is our heart. But guess what is also moving? Your brain is also moving. Your brain isn't just some static lump of tissue sitting up there. It's constantly moving. It's constantly changing. It's constantly growing. And it needs water to do that. And it needs electricity to do that. So water not only are the building blocks of that the cells need to keep regenerating themselves, but they're also the nutrient. You can consider water as a nutrient that the cells need to grow and to do all of those things as well, the building blocks, but it also causes and conducts electricity. So in order for that muscle to store that electricity, it has to have water to produce it, but then it also has to have water to make it up. Now, the movement, if you don't have energy, then you're not going to move. If you don't have the electrical current going through, you're not going to move. And so I always tell people, listen, we've all done this. You're driving and, driving on your car and you're starting to nod out. You're getting sleepy or something, wherever you are, you're getting sleepy. And then something happens, like you run over the divider, the dots on the road, and it wakes you up. And all of a sudden, now you got energy. 10 seconds ago, you were falling asleep and now you got energy and your heart is pounding. Okay. Now think about this. Remember, your heart, every muscle on your body is a piezoelectric cell, especially that heart. And the more it pounds, the more electricity it puts out. The more you move your body. And you're wide awake now. Why? Because you have energy. You've got electricity going on through you. And so it is something that the way the body works. Because remember, I always say this, that I'm going to show you exactly how you function as a human being at the basic level so that you can use that information to get the very best out of yourself. And this is one of the ways. So you've got to drink that water to do it. So now let me talk to you. So if you don't have the energy, then guess what? You're not going to get up early. You're not going to stay up late. You're not going to have that psychology that tells you you can. You're not going to have this because it takes more energy to be optimistic than it does to be pessimistic. That's right. You heard me right. It takes more energy, more electricity to be optimistic, at least to get it started, than it does to be pessimistic. Some of that has to do because that's what we've been conditioned to do our whole lives. We are not designed to live in our sympathetic nervous system, which is fight or flight. We're designed to get out of that and go do something. And so if you don't have the electricity going through your body, you're not going to be as optimistic as you could be, should be, would be. And you're also not going to be, you're not going to be as energetic to get up early, stay up late, do the extra stuff. You probably will procrastinate. You'll make excuses. You'll feel less about yourself. You won't think as clear, all of those things. And if you're not doing that, then you don't have the energy to go after your dreams, goals, and desires to make them happen in an optimistic and a aggressive way, if you will. And then lastly, that electricity, that electromagnetic energy that is produced by you having the water in your piezoelectric cells and the water in the psychology in your brain turns you into a magnet. Now, I do have my props right here. I have two magnets right here. They're very, very strong magnets. If you're just listening to me, it takes a lot of effort to pull them apart. If I take these magnets and I hold them together and I let go, they're going to go towards each other. Now I'm holding one of them, but they're going to go towards each other. If I have just a piece of steel and I hold it next to it, the steel is going to drop. Why? Because the steel is not a magnet. Well, here's the cool part, and I'm going to get cosmic on you for a second, and that is this. The more electromagnetic energy that you have, the more electricity that you have that is generated from the water that you drink, those water molecules bouncing off and conducting electricity inside of you, the more, by the way, the way you make a magnet, you create a magnet, is by bombarding that magnet with what? Electrons, electricity. And once you do that, it is that way. And you can make what they have, what are called electric magnets. You've seen them. They pick up the steel off the ground and everything. All they're doing is they're making it in the moment. The more electricity they shoot to that magnet, the more magnetic it's going to be. It's the same with you. So the electricity that you're shooting to you through being conducted by water will generate the magnetism in you. But here comes the payoff, kids, is that when you put your attention and intention on something else, then you magnetize that thing. Oh, don't get me started. That's a whole nother episode that we'll talk about in another time, but you magnetize that. That is why it's not the laws of attraction. It's the laws of magnetism. As a matter of fact, the laws of attraction are one of the 21 immutable laws of magnetism. So that is how that gives you, by the way, your health is energy. Your happiness is energy. And guess what? Even your financial abundance is energy. At the very least, because you're attracting more and moving towards it, you're not going to sabotage to get it, but you're going to get up and you're going to do the extra stuff to make it happen. You have to have the energy to do it. This is why water is so important. So now Let's talk about how much and when to drink it. Now, here's a simple formula that I want you to do. Now, I have in front of me, I do have this prop, a glass of water. This is an 8-ounce glass of water. Now, how much water you need to be drinking, should be drinking, is, again, there's lots of different formulas, but here's the formula that I live by, and it's so simple, anybody can do it. You need to be drinking one of these every 2 hours while you're awake. Now, if you're like me, you know, I got a small bladder. I stop drinking water at about 8 o'clock at night because I go to sleep at 10 or 11, sometimes even midnight. But throughout the day, all you got to do is take out your trusty cell phone and tell Siri to set an alarm to drink water in 2 hours. 2 hours goes, you go get a glass of water, drink it down. Now, you don't have to chug it at once. You can drink it slowly, drink it down, go about your day, and then tell her again, 2 more hours, set it up. And what happens is you're going to be getting enough water. In the beginning, yes, you will be going to the bathroom more often. But what's going to happen is your body is going to start utilizing that water. Now, by the way, the water I told you I want you to drink, I want you to get ionized water and at the very least filtered water. If you don't have an ionizer, just shake up that bottle of water or you shake it up. You know, I have a glass here, but shake it up and drink it down. Every 2 hours while you're awake, it's that simple. You don't have to do any figuring about, you know, your body weight and everything. And if you want to lose weight, by the way, the fat leaves your body through your urine. Don't let anybody fool you. That's the way that it works. But, you know, when you look at people that are losing weight, you'll find a higher fat content expelling through their urine. So the more water you drink, the more weight you're going to lose if that's what you're after. Okay, so when to drink that water. So now you know how much water to drink, and when to drink that water is every 2 hours. You also know that as you do it, now you have the energy, you're conducting the electricity that's directly tied to your wealth to be healthy, to be happy, and to be financially abundant. And let me give you an extra added attraction. Last thing I want to tell you here. And this is something that most people have. And by the way, if you're drinking a lot of water, guess what you're not drinking? You're not going to be drinking the soda. You're going to have more energy. You're not going to be drinking the sodas and the coffee and all those things. I'm not saying you got to abstain from it. I'm just saying that to taper it off, you should be drinking more water. So I'm going to give you a little tip, a little something that you can use that is going to light you up. And that is this: when to drink your first glass of water. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to try this tonight. Put a glass of water by your nightstand. A glass of water by your nightstand before you go to sleep. And if you wake up to an alarm, as soon as that alarm goes off, all I want you to do is grab that glass of water or that container of, and I say glass, shake it up and drink it. That's all I want you to do. Because most people have trouble getting out of bed. You wake up tired for all those reasons. By the way, that'll change as well, the more water you drink as well. When you drink that glass of water in the morning, here's what happens. Number one, it's going to conduct electricity. And you're going to have energy almost immediately. Your body's going to go, because remember, we have this thing called breakfast, break the fast. You've been fasting for however long you've been asleep. Your body has used up all those nutrients and has used up all the water that's in it. So as soon as you give it more water, more electricity, you get energy. The next thing that's going to happen, and when you have that energy, your eyes are going to come up. Your brain is going to start functioning different. You'll think easier, quicker, faster. The next thing that's going to happen is you got to get up because you got to go to the bathroom. Within just a few minutes. And once you're out of bed, as soon as you stand up, those piezoelectric cells shoot energy through your body. You're up and about your day. This is how I cured my dragging my ass out of bed and hitting the snooze button. Try this out. Set a glass of water by your nightstand. Drink it first thing in the morning. Get on about your day. So that's it. Drink water. You know how much. You know when to drink the water. You know what to do with that water to make it the best kind of water. I think we'll put in the description the types of water ionizers that I use. And you don't have to get an ionizer. Just shake it up. Do it. Be active in what we say is participate in your own rescue in making this happen. You will notice a difference in your energy. You'll notice everything around you. Food tastes better. Everything starts to change. We're designed to do that. There's not an animal on the planet that is designed to drink coffee and Coke, especially the things that we're doing, all the things that we most people do in excess. So remember this, life is always, always exactly what you dare to make it. And fortune favors the bold. Drink your water and dare to boldly step up and be magnificent. I look forward to serving you, and I'll see you at the top.
Mm-hmm. This podcast was a production of Angel Phoenix Productions. Explore more episodes of this show or other great shows on the Angel Phoenix Podcast Network by visiting angelphoenix.com. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of Angel Phoenix Productions or its advertisers, and may contain language that's unsuitable for younger listeners.